producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother. Main Street government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, you have to see it and hear it to believe it. The Pope says that Christ failed on the cross. The entire of Christendom is based on Christ laying down his life willingly in the face of death and hell and being tortured to forgive us of our sins, the ultimate sacrifice, God sacrificing his son, an echo of Abraham about to sacrifice his son, but God following through on it. Let's roll the grand pontiff and what he had to say in Philadelphia yesterday.
Si alguna vez, no,
and if at times our efforts and works seem to fail and not produce fruit, we need to remember that we are followers of Jesus Christ, and his life, humanly speaking, ended in failure, the failure of the cross.
And then you go to the full clip. I have the transcript. He doesn't continue to say, but then Christ succeeded. He just says he failed. When, of course, Christ rose again, if you are a Christian and you believe that, and it was the greatest triumph. Ja'Kari Jackson laid it out. We're going to come back with the full clip and also Ja'Kari Jackson later in the hour and visit this, but that's just one of the huge things we have here. And I kind of psychoanalyzed myself this weekend. Why I've been so particularly vicious to the Pope, it's because I'm upset by it. I mean, you know, at least in the past, Catholics were anti-communist and pro-life, and this guy's promoting global government, carbon taxes, one world religion business, Chrislam, the merger of Christianity and Islam, and clearly Christianity's under massive attack. I know the Catholic Church was blackmailed with the pedophile scandal to put this guy in. Now he's covering that up. And so I just feel desperate. But I should attack the Pope more professionally because it's more effective than calling him names like scumbag and things. But people didn't believe me 8-9 years ago when I was sent by a listener a clip of Pastor John Hagee saying, Christ did not come to be the Messiah. Who was a rebel? Who's dealt with wisely? That's a quote, by the way. And folks go then dig it up and find it and can't believe it. He wrote a book about it. And this is what the globalists want. They want religious leaders, Protestant, Catholic, whatever. They'll start blurring the lines. And his full quote is very Jewitical, is the term they use, or Jesuit-oriented. Hillary says she runs her life according to Georgetown Jewitical thinking, where you could get what he's saying, that Christ physically was killed but had the greater triumph. But it's very twisted and has double meanings. And when he says it with wide eyes, like he just said a bad word. And that's what it's all about, is lowering the deity of Christ, lowering it. And those ideals. It is true that you don't see the fruits of your labor a lot of times in your lifetime. Van Gogh, the highest selling painter in the world. An average painting of his goes for about $52 million. Japanese elites will pay $100, $150 million for a Van Gogh. He only sold one painting in his life. So I certainly understand that labors don't give you instant gratification. InfoWars is an example of that, but as we just go year after year, the drumbeat gets louder, and now we've got battering ram power to just ram into the globalists and tear huge holes in the side of their operations. But with great power comes great responsibility, and comes Like our guest said yesterday, Joe Bannister, we're now meeting shields and spears because we're now in the big time.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Many of the products at InfoWarsLife.com are true game changers. They are compounds that in many areas of the world are actually sold by prescription. But when we look at a product like Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2, it's something that really has been hiding in plain view for over 100 years. The federal government mandated from the 20s until the 70s that iodine, a crude form of it, be added to table salt because of the incredible health problems that dietary deficiency in iodine was causing. I want to challenge the listeners who've not tried X2 for yourselves. What do you have to lose? You are the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty, and you're getting a high-quality product that has absolutely changed my life and many other people's lives that I know. And the final reason to try X2 is that it's so hard to keep in stock. We ordered the biggest shipment ever 6 months ago, and that is about to sell out. It may be a month or two until more comes in. I want to challenge all of you in the next week to stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at GCNlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
He was on with us for an hour last week. The consummate Vatican insider will be joining us from Rome, Italy, Leo Zagami, author of the best-selling book, The Last Pope. He predicted 3 years before Pope Francis ascended to the throne that he would be a Jesuit pope. He named Pope Francis by name and one other person that he thought would be put in place via blackmail. That indeed happened. So he said he would come back with us this week to give commentary on the pope's tour of D.C., New York, and, of course, Philadelphia. From the District of Criminals to the state of New York to the state of Pennsylvania and the cities therein. We will also play a commentary that was shot live on the street by Jakari Jackson, where Pope Francis said Jesus failed on the cross, humanly speaking. When Christ said, "I am giving my life, I lay it down willingly," we will quote from the Bible. The Pope knows full well what it says, and this is the very nature of the New Age, the very nature of the occult. The very nature of the Illuminati is to downgrade Christ. You notice the UN isn't attacking radical Islam. The UN isn't attacking any other religion. It's going after Christianity. Christianity is the most persecuted religion from within and from without, because it's not compatible with the one world religion and the system that's coming into place. And I'm not just singling out Catholics here. I'm singling out the Protestant church and other major denominations. They're all basically singing from the same piece of music now, which is ecumenical, world government, one world religion garbage. And I had always strayed away from criticizing Catholics. I saw a lot of good fruits from Catholics, the people fighting abortion, fighting socialism, communism. But now, with the establishment media praising the Pope, you can see that this is just another sign of the times and how bad this push for world government's really gotten. So that's in the second hour. We'll have open phones the second half with Leo Zagami for your questions, your comments. And then, of course, in the third hour, we'll cover a lot of other news. We're going to try this hour to be disciplined and get to the news, because we've got Obama's speech at the UN. We have huge economic news. We have massive news. NASA scientists find evidence of flowing water on Mars during the summer. Mars is extremely habitable. Ancients could, the first telescopes 300, 400 years ago, I consider that ancient times compared to now, though it's more modern compared to true ancient times, you know, 6,000 plus years ago, could see the rivers on Mars. And, of course, folks 200, 300 years ago thought that there might even be canals on Mars. But Mars does have an atmosphere. It does have a northern and southern ice cap that had been shrinking till about a decade ago from not global warming, but solar system-wide warming, because the sun was in a really hot phase. Now it's gone into one of the coldest phases ever recorded in over 200 years. By British astronomers, they're the first to record it with accurate devices. And so we have Greenwich Mean Time, everything else based in England, because they had the best scientists, let's just face it. That after the Germans and the Italians. And the sun is probably the coolest ever recorded in modern times right now. And so look out. That's going to cause a lot of weather changes here. And you're going to have the establishment running around, hopping around, calling for carbon indulgences to be paid to His Holiness Al Gore and Barack Hussein Obama, or will be sent to global warming or climate change purgatory. You know, Mount Vesuvius didn't blow up and cover Pompeii and molten ash and lava because the Romans had too many outdoor fireplaces. It happened because the earth is always changing and tectonic plates, only about a mile and a half thick, float on molten magma. So I guess that congressman that thinks islands float, he thinks Guam floats. It's really just a mountain on the undersea floor, obviously. But in a way, he's telling the truth in a way, because the entire plate, that particular Pacific plate, does float on lava. And I guess sometimes they do capsize. If a giant asteroid, say 5 miles across, made of nickel, was to slam again into, say, the Yucatan Peninsula, yes, you'd have piercing holes through the magma into the earth and lava shooting out into space and then getting into the atmosphere and causing a dark age for a couple hundred thousand years. How's that sound? And I don't mean a dark age where they ban literature and science and mathematics and medicine. I mean a dark age where the entire planet's freezing. Yeah, that was Hank Johnson. Thinks Guam could capsize. Anyways, I'm digressing. Huge gigantor news. NASA scientists find evidence of flowing water on Mars. Of course, Buzz Aldrin said that on this show a few years ago. And they had water on the moon, that he'd already found it, but they weren't allowed to tell the public. And they just went wild and started saying the same folks that put the obelisk on the moon of Mars, the same ones that put the pyramids. I'm like, wow, why are you saying this on my show, nowhere else? Not saying Aldrin's crazy, I'm not even allowed to say another thing Aldrin told me. off air. And I'm not trying to sound like I'm special or something, but this weekend I was laying there in bed for about an hour during the day trying to take a nap because I had a sinus headache from mold allergies. And I was laying back trying to get rid of the beginnings of a migraine headache. And I just started thinking about how weird my life is. And I just like, is this the Matrix? Is this a dream? Is this really happening? We really have congressmen that say that islands float? And the second guy to walk on the moon comes on my show and says, aliens built the pyramids? I mean, why me? Let's continue. Under pressure, McConnell pushed to resign as Senate Majority Leader, and he will go down. There's a large contingent in the military, in government, and in corporations that don't want to gut America, don't want to bankrupt America, don't want to cloward and pivot America, and anyone caught working with this plan is going to be dealt with. And as soon as McConnell and as soon as Boehner are gone, there is a major fight to replace them with patriots. And then you know what's going to happen? Instead of patriots being indicted for no reason, there's going to be indictments of people in the Democratic Party, and they know that. And not because folks want to have this dangerous war with them. People now realize that America is being destroyed by design. There is a plan to wreck the country. And there's large contingents of Republicans now that aren't going to play politics and aren't going to work with the Democrats because they understand it is a political death battle. And the Democrats broke a 100-year-old compact that was private and quiet that the two parties wouldn't try to destroy each other. And that agreement has been destroyed by Obama. And so a war is now on in the power structure. You heard it here first. And we're going to see, in this fight, 1776 Part 2, just who's got the will and who's got the power and who's got the people. But I wouldn't be betting on all the corrupt and all the scum. GOP discontent that helped sink John Boehner isn't easing up. That's why Boehner and the Democrats put their full money and full power against the Tea Party. And if you read the White House publications, their full hate at the Drudge Report, InfoWars, WorldNet Daily, Breitbart, Glenn Beck, Rush Limbaugh, and it doesn't mean I even agree with all those people I just listed, but none of those people want to bankrupt the country. None of those people want to bring Sharia law in. None of those people want to break America's power. None of those people want to wreck the dollar. None of those people want to maneuver us in destruction like George Soros does. By the way, that Nazi collaborator piece of trash is in the news, calling for Europe to accept over 1 million radical Muslims a year and pay for everything. From a Romanian Nazi collaborator who's still around like some living fossil, like a dirt dauber nest on your roof, lecturing everyone about how we've got to accept all these people just because he literally hates the West and wants to wreck it and just screw it up. Trump has come out with I've read over the Wall Street Journal article what really makes sense as a super-duper tax program. A massive tax decrease for the middle class and the nouveau riche and the working poor. Not as big as what Kennedy did, but similar. And a whopping 10% levy on all, which it should be like 50%, on all the multinational U.S.-based companies that wrote the laws where they're tax-exempt, so they take all their profits outside. Trump understands we need to bring a large portion of that money back, but it shouldn't be 10% because they haven't paid more than 20 years basically any taxes. They take their profits outside the country to tax-exempt havens, and so we need to drag that money back in. It's time for the globalist, General Electric, Google, Apple. It's time for the Fortune 100, Lockheed Martin. All of you guys, America built you, gave you the power over the planet, and now you want to sink it so you can politically control it? No. You are going to send that money back in here. You took that money out of this country, you're going to bring that money back into this country. We've spent trillions of dollars the last 20, 30 years plus propping up all these countries, giving them free money, doing all this, and now America is falling apart. Bring it back. He's be more than 10%. I mean, Obamacare, that's why I get so violently angry when I think about it. Massively increasing taxes on people making less than $17,000 a year. shutting the economy down, and they have all these fake liberals on TV talking about how it's there to help poor people. Yeah, help them like shoving a double-edged dagger between their ribs and their lungs. We'll be back with more news. Stay with us.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
If it keeps on raining, love is gonna break. When the levee breaks, I'll have no place to stay. Going down now, going down, down to Chicago.
And then we loop it again right here. Love this part. Admits 2.1 million cars have Volkswagen emission cheat device.
Oh, Audi? Oh, BMW? Oh, The Europeans were cheating? What? What, 2 weeks ago, the day this broke, 2.5 weeks ago, I'm on record obnoxiously saying, guaranteed within a few weeks, you're going to hear, and then I began listing all the other German automakers and the EU automakers because they all are in committees, they all get green-lighted before they do stuff like this. This is how these criminals operate. They would not engage in such a giant fraud with these kill switches inside the cars to give false data unless it was sanctioned. That's how these crooks operate. Interpol doesn't have low-level people shipping kids on aircraft around the world. It's authorized from the top, and that's come out. Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Wells Fargo, Wachovia, all the rest of them don't run white slavery flights, torture flights, rendition flights, cocaine flights, heroin flights, ecstasy flights, prescription pill flights, weapons flights, in and out of major Air Force bases and U.S. bases and other bases without full White House, State Department certified authorization. You understand that? The people that run our government grab little kids out of backyards, torture them for a few months, and then blow their heads off. You mean to pull up the mainstream news articles about it? The snuff film industry, all of it? The people running things see you as animals, like a slice of meat, a T-bone steak you buy at Safeway. I don't mean to go off on a jag. It's just, I know the enemy. This is all I do. I know their tricks. I know their actions. I know what they're doing. Oh, Green has never felt so right with the Green Police. In fact, can we cue it up by the Green Police, please? Here it is out of Newsweek. Audi admits 2.1 million cars. I test drove an Audi. One of the little fast ones. I didn't get one. Talk about a rocket ship. And I've seen people drive. I've seen the exhaust coming out of those. Those don't have the emissions they claim. They're rocket ships. Audi admits 2.1 million cars have Volkswagen emission cheat device. And now they're claiming that the Hitler cheat device came from Volkswagen, so they're the epicenter of it. The luxury car company Audi has admitted that 2.1 million of its cars worldwide were fitted with the same software that allowed the people's wagon to cheat U.S. emissions tests as the biggest scandal in the company's 78-year history continues. There are cheating devices in every major smart meter made by more than five companies we've looked at. Every cell phone has microphones, cameras listening and watching to you. All the new smart TVs do. All the new appliances do. It's all fed back to AI computers. We've done tests around the office where we put our cell phones in a room. We're going to videotape this now. We've got the patents. We know what's going on. And then we just sit around talking about, I think I'm going to buy a black desk. Yeah, with a leather top. Yeah, black desk, leather top. I want to buy some furniture. I want to buy some furniture. And within an hour, all our phones, Droid or iPhone, start showing us leather desk. Leather top desk. I mean, they're listening. You understand? Why not? If you're going to commit crimes at this level, why not go to warp, warp, warp? Double warp. There's Forbes. Is your TV spying on you? Yes, it is. We can pull up the patents. They're doing it. They're doing it. Can we go out to break with Green Police? Here is Green Police, the cheating police. Here it is.
Okay, so it's 3708, okay. Paper plastic.
Plastic.
That's the magic word, what? Green Police. You picked the wrong day to mess with the ecosystem, plastic boy.
Battery! Battery,
let's go, take the helm, come on.
Take the helm.
Put the vine down, sir, that's a compost inversion.
A year later, this was done to condition us for what was going to happen. Did you just saw these bulbs? This is all class warfare. All these wealthy people being arrested.
A man has just been arrested for possession of an incandescent light bulb.
What do you guys think about plastic bottles now?
The water is powerless. Powerless, nobody liberals arresting everyone. This guy's got an Audi. There's a checkpoint. Martial law. He has to go through it.
You're good to go, sir.
You're good to go. You're part of the Germanic EU New World Order papal takeover. You're allowed to be involved in fraud.
Good afternoon, officers.
And I'll tell you about
those styrofoam cups you're drinking from.
I'll tell you why this came out. The NSA spies on Europe, and they're the ones that leaked this.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Many of the products at InfoWarsLife.com are true game changers. They are compounds that in many areas of the world are actually sold by prescription. But when we look at a product like Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2, it's something that really has been hiding in plain view for over 100 years. The federal government mandated from the 20s until the 70s that iodine, a crude form of it, be added to table salt because of the incredible health problems that dietary deficiency in iodine was causing. I want to challenge the listeners who've not tried X2 for yourselves. What do you have to lose? You are the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty, and you're getting a high-quality product that has absolutely changed my life and many other people's lives that I know. And the final reason to try X2 is that it's so hard to keep in stock. We ordered the biggest shipment ever 6 months ago, and that is about to sell out. It may be a month or two until more comes in. I want to challenge all of you in the next week to stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
I'm beginning a new effort to fix as much of our immigration system as I can on my own. I've also directed Secretary Johnson and Attorney General Holder to identify additional actions my administration can take on our own within my existing legal authorities to do what Congress refuses to do and fix as much of our immigration system as we can.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Have him travel with the high school head. He's giving you the news. You want to graduate, but not instead. Is what you gotta do. They got the phone. I'm always home.
So if you want to shut down the free market worldwide of your giant robber baron combines, you bring in corporate control, you buy off the universities, you buy off the courts, you put your politicians in place, then you bring in a global carbon regime taxing all human activity, you put massive taxes on water vapor and carbon dioxide, and then you exempt yourselves. Just like the French Socialist ruling party, remember it broke 3 years ago, and then no one got in trouble? Almost everyone in the ruling party was caught with giant Swiss bank accounts and pay zero taxes federally. The EU bureaucrats publicly have a law that they don't pay any EU tax, but everyone else does. just like General Electric, expanded power plants the last 7 years under Obama, 6.5 years. Expanded coal power plants. Everyone else got shut down. A $3 billion oil refinery built over a decade in Corpus Christi. Not allowed to open. Isn't that cute? But then these other big globalist companies, why they could open up refineries in other parts of the world and ship the gasoline into America. That's how they keep gas prices up, even though they've lowered the price of oil. Gas, as much as oil is a barrel right now, what is it, $45 a barrel or something? Let's check what crude is today. Brent crude. What's Brent crude today? Not sweet, but Brent crude. Not light oil, not sweet. Brent crude. $47.50. At that amount, for how long it's been hovering in the 40s, we should be paying about a dollar, maybe a dollar a gallon, and that's with taxes. But notice you're not. And that's because, again, the New World Order doesn't let us have new refineries. And the Associated Press sued, to its credit, back when we still had some free press in this country, in 2001, and got thousands of pages of documents from 96 and 97, where the Big Ten oil companies met in the United States and decided to shut down oil refineries and to shut down small refineries and to shut down the new building of refineries and to fund the environmental movement to do it. You know who runs the carbon tax push? You know who gives more money than any other institution? Goldman Sachs. Guess who next gives the most money in a consortium of giving? British Petroleum and Dutch Royal Shell are the second largest funders of carbon tax global warming baloney. And then when I get up and criticize carbon taxes, the brain-dead liberal trendies send me emails saying, I know you're paid off by the oil companies. That's how stupid you are. That's how dumb you are. That's how mindless you are. That's how helpless you are. That's how pathetic and arrogant you are, is that you are just absolutely turned over to fraud and lies and scams, and you love it. You love it. And so Europe's cheating on its emissions. It's leaked. It's going to come out that every major European manufacturer is doing this. I'm not saying they're all going to have the Volkswagen fraud, because Audi is a subsidiary of the People's Wagon, but you will have similar cockamamie systems to do this, because I've never seen a complex tech device that didn't have Trojan horses laid into it. I remember being told 13 years ago by an engineer, 14 years ago, that it didn't matter if computers weren't hooked to the internet, that all computers that had been made in the last decade or so, so this is, I guess, 20 years. He was telling me 13, 14 years ago that in the last decade, so that'd be 20 years back or more, they all had transponder chips, capacitor chips in the chips that could be remotely powered by an energy wave that's fired at them, so that then the government could download the encrypted data off of it and compress it. So your computer is more high-tech than you even know. You're paying for phones and computers and appliances way more than they should cost because of secret global compacts and agreements. What came out 4 years ago? That Intel and others have secret NSA contracts and are putting the capacitor chips in all the computers. And I've talked to family that's worked at major silicon manufacturers in California and in Austin, and the government comes in, the guys with the bunny suits are kicked out, people come, they don't even know what the government's putting in them. There it is, snooping. It's not a crime, it's a feature. New apps hijack the microphone to your cell phone to listen to your life. See, it's all fun and happy, but let's go back and look at the Intel chips. Secret 3G Intel chip gives Snoop's backdoor PC access. And again, the chip is energized remotely, even when your computer's off. They can order it, too, if it needs more power to download your whole computer. It will scan it to see when the computer was last turned on, has an algorithm that you must not be home. They now have more sophisticated algorithms where they get data over power line. They can also take your computer over that way. It's not hooked to the Internet, but it's hooked to a power cord. It then goes in, decides you're not there, fires the computer up, and then gets all the data. So loving. I remember telling you over a decade ago, not bragging, just telling you, that DARPA was putting implantable microchips in PTSD soldiers' brains and giving them vaccines that basically ate part of their brain. And now today, it's in the news that DARPA is putting brain chips in people. It was already in the medical journals. All I'm telling you is we don't make this stuff up. There it is, fusion. DARPA is implanting chips in soldiers' brains. According to this new book, oh my gosh, give them a Pulitzer Prize. They went to the DARPA website. I know soldiers that have brain chips. I have family that was implanted 8-9 years ago with under the skin chip. But they sit there and they tell you, none of this is going on. None of this is happening. And I don't mean some chip because you've got epilepsy that simply picks up your brain activity when you're about to have a seizure and controls it. I'm talking about stuff that controls basically everything you're doing and they can kill you when they want to. Okay, I kind of got bogged down in that area of stories. Maybe I should just start over with these headlines right now. Under pressure, McConnell pushed to resign as Senate Majority Leader. GOP discontent that helps sink John Boehner isn't easing up. Wall Street Journal. Here's the financial news. 17.4 million Americans hit by identity theft last year. 66% of victims suffered direct financial loss. Just gets exponentially worse, all by design to make you go to biometrics, which has also been hacked already. They had a hack of 5.6 million FBI fingerprints last week, by design, of course. It's the FBI that's always releasing most of the major Trojans, most of the major worms, most of the major problems. Dow Jones Industrial Average drops as Wall Street weighs Federal Reserve uncertainty, looming government shutdown. Federal Reserve officials could provide more clues as to the timing of the central bank's inevitable rate hike. What recovery? 9.4 million more Americans below poverty line than pre-crisis 2008. Spain. Pro-secession parties in Catalonia win landmark vote to begin process to secede. It's basically the only productive area of Spain now. Almost every house I walked by when I was in Catalonia and Barcelona, it's in that state, in that region. They're not really Spanish, not really French. They want out of there. They want out from under socialism. They're really cool people. I really like the folks in Catalonia. And Spain saying, we're not going to recognize that. Oh, really? What are you going to do when like 80% of people stop following your orders? You're going to do nothing. You have no power, New World Order, the minute we take it back from you. The minute we hate your stinking, rotten, criminal, filthy, maggot-filled guts. Oh, here's another big story. Washington Post, how the American government is trying to control what you think. And they admit that there's massive propaganda and massive manipulation and CIA psychiatrist teams running around brainwashing everybody. Might have heard that somewhere else a few times, but now it's just out in the open because they're going operational. Remember the Pentagon a year and a half ago goes, because of the Drudge Report and other alternative media, we're going to stop lying. We apologize for stop lying. I'm the Undersecretary of Defense, the Deputy Secretary of Defense, and I'm here to tell you everything's fine. We're going to work with you in every community in town, every newspaper, every website. The U.S. Army's here to help with the rest of the joint services. And it showed the military, the generals, the plainclothes people just shaking their heads. Some had tears in their eyes. They had their heads in their hands because they knew what this meant. Full rollout. We're here to help and stop lying. We're here to be domestically with you. We're here to teach you how bad mommy and daddy are and how the carbon taxes are good. And now they just admit it all. Because, see, They've got to just roll it out and go, well, of course we arrest people that disagree with the government. That's MSNBC. They go, thank goodness. Thank God. Rachel Maddow and others, I've seen them say it. I'll play the clips. Of course we're arresting Tea Party. Of course we're taking your tax exemptions. Of course we're going to put you in jail. You're criminal racist. It's like, of course we're arresting all the Jews and putting them in concentration camps. Of course we're arresting the anti-communists in Russia and putting them in forced labor gulags. Of course Alexander Solzhenitsyn's been locked up. We're tyrants. We've taken over. I mean, just flaming totalitarian scum parading up and down in front of everyone. And everybody's supposed to just cower and go, okay, I was out barbecuing and a couple liberals were out there last night. Some folks that some of the family knows. And so they came over. They're like, you know, I think this political correctness is getting a little out of hand. I just didn't even say anything. Because they didn't really know who I am. I was just like, yeah, it's supposed to be like that, lady. Yeah, like comedians can't make jokes, and now they're saying just being heterosexual is bad, and I don't know what's going on. I mean, it's gotten extreme, and we've got to accept Sharia law, and I don't know what's going on. And you don't know what's going on. You're being conquered. You had your culture taken away. You were trained to roll over. It's like putting a fat Papillon dog, a little sweet dog, out in the middle of Yellowstone Park in the middle of the night near the wolf packs. They're going to come out and eat it. You're a little cute little puppy, a little jingly. Oh, hi. Hi, Mr. Wolf. I want to be your friend. Oh, will you be my friend? Hi. You're like, but I'm cute. I'm sweet. I complied with everything you said. I rolled over. I showed you my pink belly. And so you'll have everything taken from you. Because you wanted to feel like you were on a winning team. You were part of the Democrats. You were part of the Republicans. You were part of the establishment. You would watch the news and in a studious way regurgitate exactly what you heard to try to sound smart. And, you know, you'd sit there and talk about football with your friends and feel real smart about that. While the whole world was being stolen from you. While cancer viruses were being put in the medicine chain, in your vaccines, while you were being poisoned, the water being poisoned, your food being poisoned, while the diseases exploded, while you were being murdered, while it was all happening, it was all funny to them. Because they live, you sleep. Only admitting the full horror will stop them. All tech put out by globalists is designed for something totally different than what they tell you it's for. I'll tell you right now, Audi and Volkswagen are the ones coming out with cars that watch you, cars that can tell if you're nervous and call the police, cars that can tell you're too sleepy. So are the Japanese. I've told people, as I was told by a source, that OnStar was listening to everything you do. 5 years later, it was all admitted. You've got to reject all this and say, I'm not buying an Audi or a Ford or a Chevy that has any of this in it. I don't want the smart, intelligent car because it's not straight technology we're being given to enhance our lives and our safety. It's being given to us so that when the globalists take over, no one can stand against them because everything, our way of life, is destroyed. There's no self-sufficiency, and all tech is there as a prison to control us. This is the admitted technocrat New World Order takeover program in their own words. They call themselves technocrat, which means a technological dictator system. Coming up, Israel will allow police to fire live ammunition at protesters. And I just love this Orwellian article out of the Los Angeles Times. I'm going to cover it when we come back. Because whether you're for Israel or against Israel, whatever, it is the most Orwellian. You want to know how they sell it. They say basically if you're a demonstrator, they're going to shoot you with lead ammunition. But don't worry, it's small caliber. 223. They're acting like it's not lethal. 223 is one of the most deadly rounds there is. It disintegrates when it hits you and opens up. Because they wanted to kill more people and maim more people in Vietnam, and so they had to have Full Metal Jacket under the Geneva Convention, so they made a Full Metal Jacket hypervelocity round that breaks up when it hits bone. It's basically a fragmentation kinetic weapon. Any bullet's a kinetic weapon, but it's a fragmentation kinetic weapon that gets around the Geneva Convention. So we're going to shoot you with .223 from a Ruger range rifle, and it's okay. Oh my God. See, I said I'd cover it after the break. I just had to cover it right then. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm crying. That's so hilarious. Oh, my gosh. That is the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. We're going to shoot you with an M16 round, but don't worry. It's small caliber. I'm sorry. I'm going to stop right there. Oh, man. I didn't used to like M4s. They really perfected them in the last decade. I remember the old days being a kid, you know, shooting semi-auto M16s, AR-15s. I didn't like them. They'd have problems and stuff. But, man, the ones they've got now are just amazing. I actually started tearing up with just hilarity there for a moment. We're getting to Joe Biden getting geared up to run. We come back. Europe seizing homes to house Muslim migrants. Soros demands Europe accept millions of Muslims annually. How about you accept them to your Connecticut house, piece of filth? It's all coming up. Stay with us. Infowars.com. Spread the word, please.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Way is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Whey has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Whey is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
They railed against the crown.
They railed against the crown.
Another ragtag band.
Another ragtag band. Declaring independence.
headline of the LA Times. Israel will allow police to fire live ammunition at protesters. Israel's security cabinet has approved measures that allow police to open fire with live ammunition at Palestinian protesters, throwing stones when officers believe their lives are in danger. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told the cabinet. Now, regardless of what you think about this, people throwing Molotov cocktails at you, I mean, I can see shooting at them. It's just saying, they say later, but don't worry, it's a very low caliber, .223. They used to have Wildcat rounds that were like 15 caliber that were even more deadly. They're like 5,000 feet per second. These are like almost 3,000 feet per second. And then it just goes on to say that it's okay because it's a smaller round. Simply ridiculous. Smaller caliber rounds from Ruger rifles at people hurling stones. So that just shows how stories can be absolutely spun to the thousandth degree. I want to get into Joe Biden, the election, Trump's tax cuts that he's talking about, and more. But before I do that, we're going to end a special on October 1st. And still, we're going to have InfoWars Select. That's the full spectrum package at the same time, exact same quality as My Patriot Supply. We sell My Patriot Supply at InfoWarsStore.com. Parallel, right beside InfoWars Select. But I'm able, time to time, contractually, if I private label their food, to offer even better deals on already the best deals in the industry. So normally it's the best price, the freshest food, the highest quality, what I personally have decided to have as a sponsor, who I personally buy from, who I personally use, My Patriot Supply, the InfoWarsStore.com. But under the InfoWars Select banner, you can get an introductory price that's the lowest the company's ever offered. And we'll have some other specials and things once this special's over, but it'll be on this pack or that pack every week. It won't be on everything. This is the best deal that they've ever offered anybody. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. And you notice I got up on air last night, I got up on air last week, and I said, I don't think the blood moons are going to cause anything. I don't think it's connected to anything. The elite are obsessed with it. They might do something, but the real crisis is financial meltdown, war with Russia, ISIS out of control, flesh-eating bacteria, CERN collider. I mean, there's a lot of crazy technologies and things that could get out of hand. So I'm not saying the world isn't in major turmoil. The Pentagon admits one of the most dangerous times in human history. I'm saying blaming it on the blood moon. I mean, we go through these cycles. It's how the moon goes around the earth. The Jewish calendar is set to it because they marked it down back then. It's like, oh my God, all the Jewish holidays are following on the blood moons. Well, this means it's the end of the world. No, the Jews set it up on the moon. The Sabbath was based on the moon. That's why that was going on. So folks are like, oh, the Shemitah's over. The blood moon didn't kill everybody. I don't need storable food. This stuff lasts over 20 years. It's what I personally have. I think you're crazy if you don't go to InfoWarsStore.com and purchase it. And then the small profit we make funds this very expensive operation. It costs a lot of money every year. 50-plus employees, servers, cameras, flying people around, lawyers, licensing, media. We fund a news organization for cheaper than anybody else has pretty much ever done it of this size. But still, I spend a lot of my time trying to find the nuts, you know, to find the stuff to fund this operation. So I want to thank you all for shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. You are truly funding the tip of the spear in the defense of the Second Amendment, our sovereignty, and the fight against globalism. So check out the great storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
You are listening to
Deal ends October 1st. You got 3 days.
Visit GCNLive.com today.